Ahora va a ser una quilla. Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhyam Lila, chapter 2, text, Madhyam Lila, chapter 5. The activities of Sakshi Gopal. In this book, Chaitanya Bhagavat, Sri Vrindavan Das Thakura has very vividly described the places visited by the Lord on the way to Bhubaneswar. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu arrived at Kamalapura, he took his bath in the Barigi Nadi River and left his sannyas staff in the hands of Lord Chaitanya. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the temple of Shiva, known as Kapoteshwar, who then visited, Chaitanya Prabhu, who was keeping his sannyas staff in custody, broke the staff in three parts and threw it into the river Barigi Nadi. Later, this river became known as Danda Banga Nadi. Prabhupada said in his purport, the mystery of the sannyas danda staff of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has been explained by Sri Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted the order of sannyas from the Mayavadi sannyasi. The Mayavadi sannyasis generally carry one staff or danda. Taking advantage of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's absence, Sri Nityananda Prabhu broke the staff into three parts and threw it into the river, later known as the Danda Banga Nadi. In the sannyas order, there are four divisions: Utichaka, Abhudaka, Hamsa, and Paranahamsa. Only when the sannyasi remains on the Kutichaka and Bahudaka platforms can he carry a staff. However, when one is elevated to the status of Hamsa or Paramahamsa, after touring and preaching the Bhakti cult, he must give up the sannyas staff. It's after 10 years. He carried the danda for 10 years. If he survived, 10 years. Then either you continue to carry or you get an umbrella or walking stick. That is the process. We have finished the thing, so we can carry on. I have attachment on it, so. Two personalities, Srimati Radharani and Sri Krishna, are combined in the incarnation of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, considering Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to be an extraordinary person, Lord Chaitanya Prabhu did not wait for the Paramahamsa stage. He reasoned that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is automatically on the Paramahamsa stage. Therefore, he does not need to carry the sannyas danda. This is the reason Sri Nityananda Prabhu broke the staff into three pieces and threw it into the water. After seeing the temple of Jagannath from distant place, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately became ecstatic. After offering obeisances to the temple, he began to dance in ecstasy, love of God. All the devotees became ecstatic in the association of Chaitanya. And those absorbed in love of God, they were dancing and singing while going along the main road. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu laughed, cried, danced, and made many ecstatic vibrations and sounds. Although the temple was only 6 miles away, to him, the distance seemed thousands of miles. Thus, walking and walking, the Lord eventually arrived at a place known as Atta-Ranala. Arriving there, he expressed his external consciousness, speaking to Sri Nityananda. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had thus regained external consciousness, he asked Lord Chaitanya Prabhu, "Please return my staff." Nityananda Prabhu then replied, "It has been broken into three parts." Nityananda Prabhu said, "When you fell down in ecstasy, I caught you. But both of us together fell upon the staff. Thus, the staff broke under our weight. Where the pieces have gone, I cannot say. It is certainly because of my offense that your staff was broken. Now you can punish me on this account as you think proper." After hearing the story about how his staff had been broken, the Lord expressed a little sadness and said, and displaying a bit of anger, he began to speak as follows. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "You have all benefited me by bringing me to Nilacha. However, my only possession was that one staff, and you have not kept it. So all of you should go before or behind me to see Lord Jagannath. I shall not go with you." Mukunda Datta told Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, "My Lord, you should go ahead and all of us, and all. You should go ahead and allow all the others to follow. We shall not go with you." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then began to walk very swiftly before all the other devotees. No one could understand the real purpose of the two lords, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. The pattern of the breaking of the staff is very deep. Only one whose devotion is fixed upon the lotus feet of the two lords can understand it. But one who understands Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu in reality can understand the identity as well as the breaking of the staff. All the people's acharyas being induced to engage themselves fully in the service of the Lord gave up attachment for material life and thus accepted the staff, which signifies full engagement of the mind, speech, and body in the service of the Lord. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted the regulatory principles of the renounced order of life. That is completely clear. However, in the Paramahamsa state, there is no need to accept the Dhamma staff, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was certainly in the Paramahamsa stage. Nonetheless, to indicate that everyone should take sannyas at the end of life in order to engage fully in the service of the Lord, even Paramahamsas like Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his confidential devotees follow the regulative principles unfailingly. Indeed, that was his purpose. Nityananda Prabhu, who was his eternal servitor, believed that there was no need for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to carry the star and to declare to the world that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was above all regulations. He broke it into three pieces. The person known as Dandabhanga Leela is thus explained by Srila Prabhupada, the source of it. Hare Krishna.
All right. Thank you. Continue.